USA Radio News.
At least 25 people, including four children, have died since floods swept through Kentucky on Thursday. According to Governor Andy Beshear, he said the death toll is likely to increase.
This is still an emergency situation. That count is going to continue to go up, and we don't lose this many people in flooding. This is a real tough one.
More than 330 people have sought shelter at this time as the record flooding wiped out entire communities. Indiana state senators passed a near-total abortion ban Saturday during a rare weekend session. The bill will prohibit abortions from the time a fertilized egg implants in a uterus. The only exception would be allowed in cases of rape and incest. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for Russia to be recognized as a state sponsor of terrorism, citing the, quote, deliberate mass murder of Ukraine war prisoners via shelling in an eastern region. Zelensky wrote on his official Telegram, quote, Russia has proven with numerous terrorist attacks that it is the biggest source of terrorism in today's world. Though the Senate on Wednesday passed a non-binding resolution urging Secretary of State Anthony Blinken to label Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, he has not taken that step. The Ukraine president's calls comes after dozens of Ukrainians held as prisoners of war were reportedly killed in a missile strike Friday, an attack for which Russia and Ukraine blame each other for. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As fires spread across the West, the U.S. House approved wide-ranging legislation aimed to helping communities in the region cope with increasingly severe wildfires and drought. The legislative measure approved by federal lawmakers combines 49 separate bills and would increase firefighters' pay and benefits, boost resiliency and mitigation projects for communities affected by climate change, protect watershed, and make it easier for wildfire victims to get federal assistance. The bill now goes to Senate. Thousands of train drivers walked out in Britain on Saturday. About 5,000 drivers staged a 24-hour strike against seven train companies across England. Unions are fighting for substantial pay increases to cope with inflation of more than 9% and the cost of living crisis. More strikes are being planned for August.
Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, answered the call of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee earlier this year. Lee wanted 100 more charter schools in his state. Arnn said he would launch 50 of them. But 6 months later, Lee has distanced himself from Arnn after he said teachers are, quote, trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.